We love a good Disney villain, right? Those forces of evil that stood in the way of the happily ever after and made those now classic cartoons into something not just for kids. But what happens when the villain becomes the hero? In the case of the new film Maleficent, we get a character almost the polar opposite of the villainess from the 1959 classic Sleeping Beauty. Instead, we're shown a victim and an eventual hero played by Angelina Jolie. Written by Beauty and the Beast and Lion King writer Linda Wolverton, the Maleficent of this new film is an innocent child fairy who lives in the moors beside a human kingdom. Naive Maleficent befriends a young boy named Stefan, and the two begin an unlikely romance. But no sooner has Maleficent declared her love than Stefan betrays her, cutting off her wings to give to an evil king, in hopes that he'll be awarded the throne. Maleficent's anguish propels her to turn toward evil, cursing Stefan's infant child, Aurora, and transforming the moors into a witch's domain. I couldn't help but detect an agenda with this film. Where last year's Frozen was all about girl power and sisterhood, for the sake of girl power and sisterhood, this film seemed to be presenting a kind of feminist theory that the only reason Maleficent became evil was because she was betrayed by a power-hungry man. All the men of this film seemed unsympathetic. Even the prince has little power in saving the princess, and it is Maleficent who develops a maternal relationship with the child and ultimately becomes her heroine. I found this feminist twist of the classic fairy tale interesting, but I didn't think it was very subtle. Director Robert Stromberg gives the film a wonderful look of dark and shadow and medieval magic. He also created the special effects for last year's Oz the Great and Powerful. And Angelina Jolie is stunning with her razor-sharp cheekbones and blood-red lips. If one likes this concept of revision, it does seem to be in vogue right now, then they'll probably love this new Maleficent. But if you're a fan of the Maleficent from the original Disney cartoon who was evil for the sake of being evil, then you may struggle with this film. I know I did. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.